This is The State of Things. I'm Anita Rao. Marquis Steele is on a journey of self-discovery. The Durham-born and raised hip-hop artist has been a part of the independent music scene for years, but 2020 has marked a period of significant personal evolution. He's kicked off this creative resetting with a new name, a new record label, a full-length album called Time Heals, and a self-directed video for Three Piece. The artist formerly known as Mark Steele has been featured in The Source magazine, and his music can be heard on ESPN. Marquis Steele is with me now. Welcome to The State of Things.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Happy to have you. You are not new to the music scene, but it is your first time joining us on the show. So I'd love to know a bit about your history as an artist. How did you get your start?
I originally just started rapping professionally with my uncle. He started a music label in Durham back when I was in high school, an independent label. And from there, I was in a group with my best friend, Mike. We was a group called Mike and Rep. And I guess the biggest fleet was us being Unsigned Hype and The Source. Still a high school kid. And from there, I found the love and passion for it. And it's been a part of my identity ever since.
So you were featured in The Source magazine when you were in high school as kind of an indie artist to watch. What was that like? That seemed like an exciting thing to see as a high schooler.
Man, that was amazing to see my picture in a magazine as, you know, credible as a source, even though it was sort of that whole feature was, you know, sort of like not as popular as its heyday, but it was still like a great honor. And then even just seeing my name and the word Durham, North Carolina, all in a, you know, national magazine, it was all cool for me.
You are very much a child of Durham. I hear that so much in your music, paying tribute to the city and looking at how the city influenced you and shaped your life and your music, and also led you to be able to meet Ninth Wonder, who was your mentor in college. So tell us a bit about that, meeting him and learning from him.
Man, honor of my life. I honestly didn't really even know how cool it was until everybody, you know, until I, you know, get on platforms like this and people ask me about it all the time. Like, wow, this was, I knew it was great and I knew it was amazing and a great blessing, but, you know, it stuck with me. He taught me a lot though, from day one. And, you know, he's always very candid. It's like, he's a natural teacher himself. He's a professor himself. So, and then to be so talented, you know, I got to witness him make a beat in 10 minutes and, you know, critique my music and or tell me, you know, what he likes and what he dislikes. It's honor.
What kind of critiques did he give you that shaped how you made music?
He was one of the first persons who told me about, dynamics, using your voice and the range, you know, your inflections. And, you know, because I used to be very monotone and I was always great at lyrics, but that was one of the first things I really needed to work on was, you know, how I say words, you know, like I said, how I say words, you know, a way to really cultivate your listener with what you say and how you say it. He taught me that, beat selection, and just the confidence to be exactly who you are as an artist. Those are some of the things I still keep with me.
I want to listen to one of your songs now. This is Cruise Control from Three Piece, which is a series of three singles that you released together earlier this year. So we're going to play it, and then we'll have you break it down for us.
Dope.
Hey, yo, Rod. Tell these they got a couple days to get they together. Warning shots. Yeah. Got so much to prove. Need more hours in the day. I got so much to do. They want me to give up like I got something to give. Claim it's up, but then it's up, cause I got nothing to lose. Well, matter of fact, wait, no, that's cap, cause I can't lose my soul. And you know that money calling, I can't lose my phone. Got the driving, got the will, but I can't lose control. Mash the gas so I can put that in cruise control. Cruise control. Yeah, up the and I'm licking a shot. Run and tell every artist you find independent or sign and who's still about to drop. When it drop, don't want to hear no excuses. Gave y'all plenty of time to get moving. Friend, ain't no calling the troops in. Now we bombing, I'm sending them. They say, still what you baking? It's vacant. We need some new songs. We've been sitting here waiting. We action, but you taking too long. Said don't worry about it, I got it, I promise. It's honest, they got me, and I do this. I put that on my mama, my father, my partner, my brother, my sister, my cousins. Way before Corona hit us, it was corny. That was making me sickly. Way before quarantine ever was a thing, I was keeping my distance. Way before disease control, told us wash our hands, we was dripping and rinsing. Been a minute since I dropped, it's been a minute, but in a minute we be back in business. Got so much to prove, need more hours in the day, I got so much to do. They want me to give up, like I got something to give. Clean this up, but then it's up, cause I got nothing to lose. Well, matter of fact, wait, no, that's cap, cause I can't lose my soul. And you know that money calling, I can't lose my phone. Got the drive and got the will, but I can't lose control. Mash the gas so I can put that in cruise control. Cruise control. Slide, slide.
Cruise Control by Marquis Steele, my guest today.
Hey.
Fun to listen to that on the radio, huh?
Yeah, that was crazy. I like it.
So much in there that I want to unpack with you. But it seems like, I mean, whenever I read features about artists, I feel like there's always this emphasis on, like, they've been silent for 2 years and now they're back with this big song. And I hear some of that in your music, this kind of pressure to produce and to kind of manage your image while when you're not putting out content. Talk a bit about that and what that's been like for you over the past few years.
Yeah, it's more than ever, and I believe in this era of music because of, you know, most of the music is consumed on the internet, and on the internet things are old the next day. You know, they get old real quick. So you gotta be very consistent. It's content, content, content. And artists like myself, that can be a challenge at times because I draw art off of real life experiences, real life emotions, and if it's not there, I can't force it, you know. So that's one thing. But then on top of that, you know, I'm an independent artist and it's definitely life outside of music, like a personal life. So you know, maybe battling with, you know, just the obstacles in personal life that kind of slow that process down. But all in all, to be honest, I don't necessarily feel I've ignored the pressure of being so consistent, and I get it out when I get it out. But when I get it out, I'm gonna make sure it's always a home run.
Well, you said, I mean, you draw from personal experience, and you even kind of create obstacles and challenges for yourself. I want you to tell us about the 6 months that you spent living out of your car. I know that was for your album that released in 2018, but I'd love to hear what inspired that and how that helped you create music.
Yeah, that was honestly believe it or not, that was a decision I wanted to do. I mean, now that I look, you know, in hindsight, I look at it and I can't even give you a real concrete reason of why, why it was like an initial like thought, but I needed inspiration. I needed something to inspire me. I felt like a fork in the road, and I was like, okay, where am I going? So I was like, okay, I don't know. I wanted to do that. I wanted to experience that. I wanted to feel like it was like, it was also like a financial thing too. Let me, see if I can stack some money. It was like living a double life. Like I was like working a real 9-to-5 job. I was going into work and you wouldn't know a thing. And, you know, I come get off work and I go in the car. I had a gym membership and I go shower in the gym. It was crazy. But you know, I felt like it gave me the experience I needed to create that project and to be very candid about it. And it also had me look at the world, look at the outside world and people in general, a stranger that you might just randomly drive past and not really think twice about. I paid attention more to all of that now. Now I kind of have a sense of empathy, even if I don't stop and talk to them maybe about their situation.
You look at both kind of personal and systemic trauma a lot in your new album. And I want to play one of the songs. The album is called Time Heals. And this song is called All Wounds. So Time Heals, All Wounds. Let's listen to a clip of that song and we'll talk more.
I've
Obviously, I'm hurting. It's a lot to feel. Harboring these burdens, keep a lot concealed. 'Cause below the surface, take a lot to heal. But they say that time heals all wounds. Time heals all wounds. But what they say is all true. Time heals all wounds. Time heals all wounds. Just pray I got enough time to.
See, this what you get when you take a broke from Durham that never had. Let him stake his claim, finally make him rich. They used to block his flame, but look now he lit. Now this ain't no trick. You don't see a genie, you don't see Aladdin, you don't see no magic. You don't hear my voice, you don't feel the passion. I'm a savage, just like the python to the rabbit. I'm hungry, I'm attacking. Same shit you see on National Geographic, you really couldn't imagine. All the I've been doing, what happened? On stage rapping, crowd walked out and everybody laughing. All this time passing, now I'm out west, Kanye Kardashian. I run the 40 passes, like coming out blasting black. Something so bad that you always felt you could reach, but it wasn't just something you could go grab. Felt like Sunday on Easter, you put all your eggs in one basket, all the while trying to run full speed, make sure the shells don't crack. But that's when it hit you, got more to tend to. Landlord blowing up your phone right now 'cause of rent due. Keep threatening to evict you, bank account not a nickel. Got fired from your job for being late 'cause you was always working on your mixtape, and your mind always felt enslaved. But you never been a cult that can take, never been the type to run away. So you had to find another way. Come back when you know the way to show your people another way. But I pray you get a bandage for the damage, for it's too late.
Hope it ain't too late.
Obviously I'm hurting, it's a lot to feel. Harboring these burdens, keep a lot concealed. Cut beneath the surface, takes a lot to heal.
But I heard them say that time heals wounds.
That's some of All Wounds from Marquis Steele's 2020 album Time Heals, and he is my guest today. So I want everyone to go also watch that video. The video that you made for that song is so visually striking, and it has all of these close-up images of different parts of your body, at your face and then your head. I won't spoil it, but there's a beheading at some point. And I mean, I'm curious about what you were going through that led you to make this song. It kind of evokes to me that you're feeling a lot of maybe tension around your physical body and how your body's perceived by other people, and working through some of that.
Yeah, not to be real, the sonics of the song really came about, you know, just based off of like the type of year we've been through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been through a very trying year, and then even within the year and the issues that us as a, you know, as a human race may have went through, or human society, you know, we also went through personal issues, or even, you know, got reminded of systematic injustice issues. All types of things happened this year that were very, you know, it was just hard, basically, right? Or out of the norm, things, a lot of obstacles. So I always use music for me as a personal therapeutic release, but I try to do it in a way where you can find a way for us all to relate. So, you know, if you listen to that hook and you listen to the line, Time Heals All Wounds, that idiom is, you know, hopefully I'm going to talk about the pain and I'm going to be very candid about the pain, but, you know, is with a message that, you know, hopefully if that idiom is correct, then it should heal over time. And then the visual, I kind of wanted to really bring that to life with, you know, just some, like, you know, I'll spoil a little bit, you know, some of the beginning, the opening scene is like certain events that have happened this year that you know, it kind of zooms into my eyes to see. And then kind of zooms back out. It's a way for me to still be personal, but have that music shared with the world.
We don't have much time left, but we want to end playing a new release that you have that is coming out on Friday. If you could just briefly set that up for us.
Yeah, it's a record called Big Dreams. You actually alluded to the second installment of Big Dreams off the It's Been a Minute project, where I talked about living in a car. That's sort of like been an annual theme. I created Big Dreams record, a very introspective record where I talk about, you know, where I am in my life and how I reflect. You know, I got another birthday coming up this week, so I wanted to give my core audience that. And it's, you know, you get the exclusive. So I'm happy for us to hear it now.
No, all right. We will play that. I've been speaking with Marquis Steele. You can find links to him and his work at our website, stateofthings.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Anita Rao. Once again, the music of Marquis Steele, a new song, an exclusive of a song he is dropping on Friday, Big Dreams.
Calling the music is dialing. Hey, what you saying? Just try to go viral. Am I the only one that still think you gotta have talent? Am I the last one that put in my 10,000 hours? And I ain't mad that you brag about making a profit. But don't just show us that you got it, show us how you got it. Not trying to mace this in your face like I'm preaching or something. But that's why we love Nipsey, cause he was teaching us something. And I ain't just talking to the people that's reaching for something. I'm talking to that little homie clutching that's reaching for something. Is there a better way when we disagree with each other than sending bullets from you to us like what's deep in the woman? It's getting deeper like hitting her. Hey, been getting anxious and feeling so nervous. Yeah, speaking of that, I got stories that's worthy. It's Big Dreams 3, I'll tell you right after commercials. Cause I
still got big dreams. Big dreams, big dreams. Big childhood dream, big dreams.
Yeah, it's past high girl summer, I got a woman pregnant. Usually I'm blunt and honest when I say my message. This time I changed a couple lines so it ain't used against me. Plus all that stressing was a reaction to the fact that I was scared. Scared I wasn't ready to be a dad, I was scared. Scared because my biological dad wasn't there. And I would search throughout the whole world just to show my baby girl that she's a daddy's whole world. But I'm still scared to see another man raising in the future. No disrespect, but you see how they did Future?
That my future?
Sierra Mist and Dirty Sprite just don't mix, but can't cry over spoiled milk, cause now my baby needs some milk. Right. And I gotta feed her. Flow the cleaners, you can drink it like it's Aquafina. Sold out arenas, that's the goal, like it's soccer FIFA. Kick her till you brainless non-believers. Throw up a single like I'm a bulimic. Martin Payne just broke up with a fine Gina. Show about to start, sitcom people. And I know that I'm a genius, eyes open even when I'm sleeping. I guess I'm always dreaming, and I
still got big dreams.